One time I was consuming a meeting, not a problem. Then Ali was yes, you did many times we become haram. So we think makruh to be very light. But the question is, makruh means reprehensible. Disliked. Who dislikes it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah dislikes it. But we take it to be very light. So makruh actually means disliked by Allah. Is it liked by Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? For example, you leave a boy. Or the girl also, she comes into a new home. The wife says, husband, I don't have to go to you. You live a very different. My wife doesn't like it. She took it out of the couple, she gave it out as a car. You don't like the shoe of mine. The socks are mine also. One time. Leave the married couple, Allah make ma'am. Have a relationship. The girlfriend tells the boyfriend, I don't like this certain garb of yours. You live a very different. So much muhabbat for him. Haram love. But you live a very different. The jacket, I don't like it. Never read it again. Allah says, I don't know. Makruh. It's a technical term. Ulama had come up. The Sahaba Ibrahim, it was a no-go zone. We're not reading it. Finish. This clear to us. This is halal, this is haram. This is what must be done, this mustn't be done. So the rule is absolutely clear. We have come to a zaman and now mushtabiha. Gray areas. We have come to gray areas. It's okay to do it. Fatwa, taqwa. Fatwa, taqwa. What is this is taqwa, so it's good for those of taqwa. We'll go by the fatwa. Yes, when it suits me. Then I'll go for the fatwa. And when I want to, then I'll go by the taqwa. Allah says in the same ayah, fattaqullah, O people of intelligence, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes to khabir and tayyib, it's absolutely clear and then never be equal. Even though wa law a'jabat al-nakratul khabir, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has been addressed, O Nabi of Allah, even though plenty of evil has spread, and if we have appeal to you, it never appeal to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is now, this is the ummah at large. Even though it may have appeal to you, the profusion, profuse amount of evil may be prevalent in the world. And you say, majority, so what's wrong with it? Is that a problem? Yeah, commonly in the world also, everybody is doing it. Everyone is doing this. And some people ask, we do this too. We haven't patronized a certain takeaway. Where you have to be? What are you doing? Everyone is doing that. Even the taqwa becomes strong and forward. That becomes unclear. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention. That which is clear is clear, is tayyib, is pure, is wholesome, is halal. First thing it explained, that primarily this refers to a person's wealth, his property, and his character. Good halal wealth and haram wealth will never be equal. Will never be equal. Person has miras and inheritance came to him. Allah is there in the wallet. Whether the income is halal, I got it free, it came to me. Not even bother with it, but I should check where it's come from. What my father did, what so and so did, not my business. I want Allah to send it for me. I need it right now, it came my right hand. He takes that to be now a good omen. Takes that to be a good omen, it came the right hand. What's behind it? It will never be equal. What's halal, what's haram? It was a pious person who learned his livelihood. It's a correct man. Wife was a simple woman at home, housewife. Son was studying the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Father fell ill, passed away. Son was called back home. Son alhamdulillah, taqwa, he's Allah conscious. So when he sat down in his father's portfolio, he asked his mother, what was the income? What your father was doing? This is like, whatever my needs were, he took care of. So the son, to his taqwa, Allah blessed him also. He was on caution, on ihtiyat. Since in that case, I better think of some caution. Give it away in sadaqah. In case it is tainted as well. Allah says to him, they took out a sum of money and he went around the city looking for someone to give it to. Couldn't find anyone till nightfall. He couldn't tolerate not spending a night with some amount of money that could be tainted. This was taqwa. So he was looking for someone until he came to the outskirts of the city. There in the distance he sees the dead body of a donkey carried. Then he sees a woman coming in. She goes towards the tent, the body of the dead donkey. She takes out a dagger and she cuts a slice of it. She tucks it under the burqa and she starts beating him. To him, how can she consume? Woman has done what? Alchemy, she is biased. So he follows her. Then he sees her, she goes into a direct to the whole house. And she closes the door, stands in shut. He goes and begs the door, open, open. She doesn't open. Finally, he persists. Then she asks, who is there? I saw what you have done. She said, your business. She opens the door. Finally, she opens it. She says, I saw what you have done. The bit is halal. So she responds and she says, the bit is halal to me. So what do you mean it's halal? I have 6 daughters. I don't have a husband. For 3 days we haven't eaten. For 3 days we haven't eaten. So by the command of the Quran, by the command of Sharia, they will take haram and become halal. Hazrat, please, Isma, don't eat the candy. Please throw it away. Here's the parcel of money. Please keep it. When she opens the bag and she sees, she exclaims spontaneously, this is enough for 1 year. This money is enough for 1 year. Then the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam comes to his mind. That person, the Shaykh mentioned the riwayat from Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person will make sabab and be patient upon poverty for 3 days without asking anyone. Allah will write for him, Allah will decree for him 1 year's halal sustenance. Allah will decree for him 1 year's halal sustenance. Step the heart. Allah has written for her 1 year's halal sustenance. This is indication my father's work is halal. Another system. Person who wants to come upon taqwa, Allah will provide for him pure halal wealth. Halal wealth and haram wealth can never be equal. Allah explained everything that is based upon haram, and you will see the effects of it. In the akhlaq of the person, in the akhlaq of his wife, in the character of his children. It's all a ripple effect. Allah says, cannot be equal. The haram is haram, the effects will be different. The children will be different. It will affect somebody in the family, the life will topple. They can't last. The children's akhlaq, the family's akhlaq. The person doesn't know what is happening. No sukoon at home. Like one young son came recently, and he says to me, Sam, I've got a big problem. He said, what's the problem? He said, my father will listen to me. I said, who will listen to whom? You will listen to your father, not your father listen to you. Upside down akhlaq. What is consuming? Where is consuming? The tayyib and halal to their home. Here the Quran is very clearly. What is the takeaway food? Coming towards Ramadan. What is the food the mother makes at home with the zikr, the fikr? The masurat and the women of Syria before, when the children used to misbehave, it is normal. Children won't misbehave. When the Sahabi rahmatullahi asked one of his murids at one time, where is your children? I haven't seen them for a long time. So he brought their primary. So he's sitting before Hazrat. And his children are sitting next to him. Hazrat asked him, can I have a chili? Why? Are your children sick? He said, no, so they're not sick. Why is it so quietly? Because you tell them, you want them to wait for Hazrat so quietly. Against their nature. They have to jump, they have to play. Now you're quietening them among the ulama. Hazrat will shout. Hazrat will be like this. I'm going to go to Ramah. He says, it's natural. So they don't have to jump. At the same time, they have to play. At the same time, ulama say, understand very clearly. The children also have nafs. The 2-year-old child don't think his nafs is 2 years old. So this 2-year-old nafs, so to say, is having a 30-year-old parent. The nafs is very strong. A parent says, oh my, it's cute. Then he goes playing with that, emptying the shampoo, emptying the Milo, so cute to him. And what's worse, people are moving, making some star here on the TikTok or something, just they make one channel about him. All his cuteness. Not realizing now that how they're actually beating a monster. Their nafs is getting so big. Nafs won't tell us, their nafs is very, very slight. Ghalib would say that don't ever regard your nafs to become a farishta. Don't ever regard your nafs to become an angel. They act like a farishta. They act very nice. Zaki Makhlasa was here after the Ali. They send people, they know how to act also. Eu que me sunt în bine, dar cum sunt bine. When I'm with the pious people, I can put in. When I'm looking for the so pious people, and they also can put in. They are charaki here. I can put in everywhere. He's not here, he's not there. He's here, he's not there. And then Hazrat Imza was here, rahmatullahi alayhi, some people say, but I don't know how my taqwa, how pious. So my taqwa is in my heart. So he put his beard in the heart also, and the wife of the cats in the heart also. Hazrat Imza was here, oh, look, he had polished one. How many tablets you have taken the Hajj now? Imagine now, as I was saying, all the Punjab are returning from Hajj. Saudi Airlines. And before landing at OR Palm International, the pilot says that the Punjab, mashallah, are returning all the Maksum, newborn babies, sinless. As you all know, Saudi Arabia has the best meals in the world. We don't want to show off, so we land with a lot of people having meals. Then you come to start to that our world accepted also. Please keep up with the answer. So we don't understand the also. No need to be in the sack. Allah says, take it out. If it's laying here, it has to be taken out. What is khabees? Get rid of it. Get rid of it. So even the mirage is coming, I'm not clear. Where is coming from? How is it coming? From which sources is coming? Don't find out. Allah says, what people affect also help us. It will be adverse. Therefore, we have to check our sustenance and rosy. Living in overdraft, taking loans in the bank, paying the haram interest. Because what would Allah do with Allah? One family owns an interest. They call our Shaykh al Hadith, give away. Give away to the family and please tell them to get over the interest. Sell up everything. So, he gives them a promise. But overdraft, and everything is an interest right now. That's what the haram. 10th amount to make zina with your mother. 10th amount to have it with your mother. So, Hazrat, you must keep on the dunya. You must, 6 months, you're free time. You ask me permission to continue making zina with your mother for 6 months. Can I give you permission? Can I give you permission? Make you want to meet Julia, it's not putting it on paper and take her out and come for it and go tomorrow and say that we're out. It won't be hard to sell it. It will never be equal. Halal, tayyib, Allah will give the perfect. Allah will give the perfect. The Shadi Muzoon, the incident behind this ayat. Why was the reason for Wahi to come down to this ayat? O Nabi of Allah, qul, say to them, announce to them, La yassaf al khabith wa tayyib. The khabith, full, dirt, and tayyib, pure, clean, will never be equal. Wallahu ta'ala, never be a of khabir. Even though plenty of arms and full and dirt may appeal to you, it will never be equal. It's Ali Nabi alayhi salam wa salam, the leader of the Arabia, what do you say, had a tavern with a bartender. So he made a lot of money in those days. And then the Muhammad prohibition came down. So he closed up, he made Toba, he changed his life to Sahabi. Pakta Sahabi, from the Allah. So he had some money kept aside, which he had saved now from those sales of liquor alcohol. So he came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Rasulullah, I have some cash, large amount. If I spend this in the path of Allah, will it be any benefit to me? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam responded, and told him to bring all the wealth and spend in jihad or in hajj, it will not be equal even to the people of Muslims. You will get nothing for it. You will get nothing for it. Then Nabi alayhi salam said to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna ta'ala tayyib, Allah is pure. Allah only accepts that which is pure. He understood this in haram or given. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, the guy will be the first right knee for me. Right, you guys are coming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him khilafat. The taqwa he had. We call it Umar al-Thani, the second Umar of the Ummah. But the first thing he did was, he went to the public, the kings before that, khulafa before that, unjustly, oppressively, had implemented taxes upon the people. Took their properties, took their wealth unjustly, and all of it amassed in the public treasury. From there she could see the royal family was enjoying from there. They were running the country from there. The Islamic world. When he came, Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, the first thing he was in the public treasury, and started chasing where all these things came from. This gold, this silver, this parcel of money, this property, etc. And he began returning the way. Till the treasury was empty. So one of the governors, one of the state provinces of the Islamic world, just time wrote to him, "Oh Khalifa, you have emptied the public treasury. There's nothing left. There's no income coming in. How are we going to run the country? We have expenditures." He said, "Whatever was here was done unjustly, oppressively. A government cannot run a state and a country with oppression. It's a hard for us. It's not tayyib. It's khabith. It has to be given away. Yes, now the income has dropped. The graph has dropped." He says, "Now we will run the government within that amount of income that we are getting. Allah will distribute. Allah will distribute. We will cut down expenditure." In contrast to a secular world, when governments are, take how much you can carry on taking, whether it is good, whether it is bad. So primarily the ayah is revealed in regards to this haram property, haram wealth, to the extent also ulama that the wealth of a person is not halal for you. The wealth of a person is not halal for you except with the pleasure of God. One example of the example is this. He said the person is going down. So just one property. For one flat also. Now you heard that the market is going down. He puts a marker on his property, on his car, whatever it may be. Person's name came up for eyebrow to me. I said, "I don't have the funds, I better sell my car." And now you heard about it. What do you say? Popular. I go to my parcel. Cash, what, 2.5? There's 2 million cash. See, you know he's a zakat. You know he's a zakat. He's not giving you pleasure. He's not giving you his wealth of pleasure. He's at the business right now. He has money. He's selling his car, he doesn't want to. And I thought that he's a lucky one. I'm telling him, "Your package costs so much, I think we never have it. And I'll take this car. So he should be your hand. You should be telling him, right? Come with him. We give him his free loan. Allah is going to bless him. That's the year. Allah says that haram, that maburu, that shady, is that what I'm going to give you? And this, if you help him out, will never be equal. You struggle in akhirat. What pervades Allah will give you, what property in Jannah Allah will give you, what properties Allah will give you in Jannah, the small help you give the Muslim brother, you relieve him. You relieve him. So the khabith and tayyib will not be equal, whether it be property, whether it be in wealth, whether it be in akhlaq also. A person is kind, he is just, and a common complaint we have every day, that how the Muslim ummah is cheating the staff. How is it changing the staff? At one time, brother explained to me, he said an article in Zulu comes in the papers. Some taxi talk or something is called. The brother knew Zulu saying, "What is he going to do?" He said an article came there, and the brother sat in the taxi going home. And then the talk starts. "How was your days? How was your boss? How was the missus?" He said, "All the talks will come out. Mrs. Obama is warning very bad morning." Right, now she shouted the dog, everything comes out in the taxi. Remember this, one of them mentioned now in the taxi that today I asked the boss for a raise. Asked for a raise. So the reply from the rest of the people in the taxi was, he said the same normal reply which all people will give. "If I am giving you lunch today, beginning the break, I don't want you to stand down there. Now what will you do? This you want to drop it." The same reply. So there's no shaqqa, he never asked me once how things are wrong. Whether my family doesn't want to be blank. Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi had humanity with him. Even the animals, the little bird, once they have the nestling away, the little bird with the mother, Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi saw the mother touching the wings. He said, "Who took the nestling away? They punished her, they carried her." Feelings for the people that bird وسلم هو pastor was teaching the capital. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned also that don't make your backs of your conveyances, your horses, your donkeys, your mules, and your camels. Don't make their backs the sofa. Then you sitting on your animal, he said the only animal that you chit chat. Anyone has an animal also. Kind of. But to that extent, so sensitive about animal rights. But animal rights, they're human rights. They say the those that Ajib Abu Shaykh Abu Hamisa say, he said, being spread in the world, being spread from Sahaba radiallahu anhu, not to their da'wahs, not to their da'wahs, is spread to their business and akhlaq. They were the ones. Then the ulama came in and taught people me. They spread to their business ethics and their akhlaq. People saw this in Indonesia. The Sahaba Ibn Ahmed, when they went to the Far East, etc., they saw their business ethics. That this is how they dealt. This was tayyib. This was pure. This was wholesome. This was good. So either my akhlaq and my business is tayyib or khabith. Is good, is not good. And here, when I explain also when to be good. One Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my family in the position. My own family, they, you see, they really dead. Actually, then, amicably, you see, in the very jahilana tariqa, in a terrible way, in a very ignorant manner, they talk to me, and they cheat me. But how should I deal with them? So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to say, that being good to someone who is good to you is no virtue. Being good to the one that treats me in an ill manner, that is virtue. Silman qata'a. The one that breaks family ties, that's the one to keep with me. The one that treats me in zulm upon me, that's the one I'll be fair with. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib, Qutb al-Ashtar. He said once a year, he will take a parcel of money and go to his hometown father and to meet all his relatives. But he knew amongst them now there were those who weren't so happy about the popularity. What do you say? It's qabuliyat. The shohrat niche saati hai, but qabuliyat upar saati. The fame comes from the people. Fame comes from the people, name and name. Qabuliyat, except it comes from Allah Jalla Jalla. So he specifically would go and visit those family members who were very thrilled about what Allah had given him among his people. He would go to visit them, some uncles, some cousins, senior people, and he was sent. When they would open the door, Achai came, Salaam. Now, as the Shaykh subhanahu thousands, hundreds, thousands of marines and students in the Kitab has risen. Every Muslim is not even there. But the Fazail al-Haq, Fazail al-Duruq, Fazail al-Amal, Qadai al-Sadaqat. And the Kitab wrote in the Maliki Mazhab, Awdazul Masalik. Being a Alafi, he wrote a fiqh Kitab in the Maliki Mazhab. Jamaat of Morocco, they say, in every house of Mahdi al-Shaykh Kitab, the fiqh Kitab. What the Qabul is? Actually, he came to Gajja, sit down. And he says, now the uncle is not in him. You think you got through me? You got very popular. You got people behind you. Give it to him. So the Shaykh said, really actually enjoy it. And actually got a pass of money for him. After he finished talking to me, he said, I passed the money for a child. For a good person. So he gave it to him. To keep the appetite of those people, not like our Shaykh tells us, Qurbani time comes, now I send the leg to that family member, who send the shoulder to me, tit for tat. And then what we do? One became a driver of my place, one became a driver of my place. The same thing now. Give the one that's not giving. Why should we give it? It was an enemy. That's a family member to give. وَعَفُ عَمَّنْ ظَلَمَ. This is tayyib. This is good character. This is being wholesome. This is building the society and the community. The one that is not good to me, that's the person I will do for. This is tayyib. Khabis, if it's not tayyib, it will be khabis. It's not going to be good. It will be good character. Person becomes vicious. And unfortunately, some people say, see, I'm straightforward. I say it as it is. I say it as it is. Yes, the Shabis have discussed this also. Qulu qawlan sadeena. Not qawlan mustaqeema. Not straight speech. He said qawlan sadeena. let the speech be such that it hits bullseye. It say what you mean and mean what you say. Say what you mean. What does it mean also? The Shaykh explains. Don't say something you don't mean. And when the apparent has come out to be a lie, a pity lie. So you say pity lie, that is a lie. It becomes so accustomed to it. Simple example, sometimes you go to the airport, and now you go to the bag and you escape. And the person behind the counter will ask, any liquids in there, this in there, that in there, did you pack it? Yes, yes, yes. You pack the bag yourself, yes, but you didn't pack it. The wife packed it. He said, it's a lie. But what do you think now? People are not Muslims. They speak lies. It's a lie after all. Sometimes it's throwing up a person also. Mashallah, you're like this and you're like that of you. It should be sarcastic. Is that a truth? It's a lie. All your anthems. Then we can understand Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as-sadiqul amin. That was the year. Absolutely truthful. Even in jest, even in joking also. And it was for the lie. And then you would say the person who gives up speaking lies. What we call speaking lies and joking is thriller. As masala to everything. It's a lie. It wasn't like that. He's giving you some report about the accident or something happened, there was a case, and it was masala. But it's a lie. After it wasn't true. So yet the alayhi salatu wasalam said the person who gives up speaking lies, even jokingly, just allow him to tell us in it. Is it a nice agenda? Yes, where we should be to a certain extent, adopting this day, we don't do it. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, you can lie to your wife, which is beautiful, and the food was good, I enjoy it. Then you just saw. But then you don't do it. Then you're going to see this result. The chicken fell in the salt, the salt fell in the chicken. What happened to you in the bear? Be nice to her. وَعَشْرُهُنَّ لِلْتَعَوْمُ Be kind to her. That is the year. And then you will be khabis. Bad, vicious. Be good. You see, but I don't say anything. Just be quiet. But just your demeanor, just your character, just your face showing. Allah is saying, even the cat can understand you anywhere. Even the cat in the house can see that you are affected. You know body language. See, I need salam. I need salam. Before I used to spark off in 10 minutes, I was 1 minute, I couldn't hold it. Now, 1 hour, I can hold it. So, what am I saying? That is still not seen, you see. He's thinking that his life is very slight. Even though you had it for 1 hour, and then he let go. He said, your slight is still not made. His life is very that didn't let go at all. Anger, yes, is plausible. Person has to have anger. The Shabbat Sabbath Rahmatullah Ali, person has to have anger in him. He can't go to the battlefield. And now he goes, he says, Jalabai, to chide me. He says, pick up your chest by Jalabai. It's fine. Now the man will get angry. He says, you don't take out your anger in the right place to come out in the wrong place. You need to forget the Quran, so Jamaat, become angry in yourself. Penalize yourself now. Give some part 200 grand, 1,000 grand. I must believe for that. Tomorrow for that. Then the week I'll give you 5,000 grand. That you can't cover up for 10 months. About half time to say, keep us in the car, we need to come up. Now you make yourself for the month, I lost 10,000 grand tomorrow. So the week for that now, it cheap. Become angry with yourself. Now you became angry, you lost yourself, keep the car, so that you go out for the day. That's the thing for you. He said the anger didn't come out in the right place, it will come out in the wrong place. It will come out in the wife, it will come out in the children, it will come out in the workplace. And shouting the staff, they're missing his own words. Allah's anger has to come out now. You shout to him. One sahabi radi Allah ta'ala anhu was upset with the slave. About to strike him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was aware about this person. So about to strike the slave, somebody from behind to cover his eyes. How would you like the one that has more power over you to take revenge from you? How would you like the one with taqwa that is stronger than you has a deal with you like this? He turned around and said, what would you like? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will never strike him. Allah knew how to do it. Allah put you in a position not to exploit it. But rather, as a rahmat for the people around you. Be merciful to it. This is the thing. Whether in property, whether it be in wealth, whether it be in character. This is tayyib, either I am tayyib, is good, or is not good for me. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even though plenty of evil and bad becomes common and appeals to you, that is an equal. That is an equal. If everyone is doing something which is haram, which is makruh, and you feel, it's fine, sit down with it. It's okay, we can do it also. Allah says, what it is. Whatever it may be, whatever it may be, that a person now believes that it has become common in the people, that we can do it like this. But it's against the sunnah, away from the sunnah. Against the sunnah or away from the sunnah. And with regard to it, it's fine. It's mubah, it's permissible. But is that equal to the sunnah? A person's wudu. He made wudu, but no disciplinary for it. Abu Hurairah's riwayat, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the person who recites Bismillah before wudu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints malaika, taktubul hasanat. They write for him good deeds, write for him good deeds and truly wudu breaks. He put them on duty, they are writing for him now. He's going to make wudu with Bismillah. But then wudu with Bismillah, without Bismillah, is that equal? Then he made wudu. He didn't use a miswak. He didn't use a miswak. Miswak was a simple sunnah. But how difficult to practice that one? How difficult? Today, subhanAllah, the ummah is going shopping for certain type of toothbrush, which are super thick toothbrush that will make a person now super clean also. And what prices we're not paying for it? And somebody else at the masjid selling a miswak, 20 rand, 15 rand. And we tell the person, it's too expensive. I go to the shop tonight. Our Kaaba, the Muslim Messiah, rahmatullahi alayhi, what was his mizaj, his temperament? All day that he is walking around with the broomsticks, come to the house, and ask, how many broomsticks? So leave all over here, take all the money, go home. Anybody came home, was ma, take a broomstick. Had the afternoon. And the lady came with all the veggies and all the greens, and how much all that cost, and give it him, give her the money, for the last of the day. For the rest of the day. If only Allah can visit the heart like that. This one, somebody said, I don't have this one. Buy one. That to be premium. But Dawood rahmatullah alayhi, who wrote the kitab, Sunan Abi Dawood, the 50th century, what a beautiful kitab and hadith. Except to the kitab. He was on the seashore, the docks, the harbor. So a person boarded the ship and was leaving. As he was leaving, he sneezed. And he said, Alhamdulillah. Imam Abu Dawood said, Alhamdulillah, wajibu lillahi rahmatullah alayhi. So he looked for a little boat, somebody there. He gave the person 1 dirham, quickly take me to the beach. Person peddled with him and took him. As he came near, he shouted out, Yarhamukallah. As he responded, from the unseen his voice said to him, oh Imam Abu Dawood, you purchased Jannah for 1 dirham. He bought your Jannah for 1 dirham. Now you, this is pure. This is one amal. What miswak? A wuzu with miswak without miswak is not equal. Is that equal? He left out the sunnah. What's the reward for sunnah? Miswak? Wudu? We use the miswak in wudu, that salah is multiplied 70 times. 70 times, looking for investment, we ask for the return 5%, 15%, less than 70%. Leave 70%. Allah is prepared to give on the sunnah any amount. Times 70. I might not click to my mind, times 70. Because I read Maghrib Salah, he uses miswak and he came to the masjid. It's as if he performed Maghrib Salah 70 times. He got the reward. Ulama say, when it comes to this a'mal, we should be greedy for it. I want to do as much as I can. The greediness, yes, as we mentioned now, to have greed. And then when anger, yes, the person has to have greed. Greed in the right direction does not fulfill the demand of greed with a'mal, then it will go to mal. Then he wants more wealth. But he has greed in him, which is good also. I used it in the right direction.
In this dimension,
as our old star says, that fill the skies in the earth. Fill the skies in the earth. How often you fill the skies in the earth? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, tamla'u tamla'u anima bayna samari wal ard. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, fill the space between the skies and the earth with joy. Fill up how much you want. Say subhanallah, say alhamdulillah, you're filling up the space. What are you investing in? After the Maghrib Salah, as our Shaykh Rishid Rasulullah Hamisaki says, that the bayan actually is for amal. The bayan is for him, amal. What happens now when there's bayan, then you cut out the amal. So we leave that one. One actually was beautifully, now recently, he says, one Jamaat in Pakistan. Very senior resident of Jamaat. MashaAllah, Ba'man of the Ma'amullah. Very steadfast, istiqamah. Would you say the Awabin after Maghrib, Jamaat in Bayan sometimes, they were gushed sometimes. What a tarteeb they made. The whole Jamaat was sitting on the Bayan, one brother will bring his Awabin. Once he finishes, come back, say the brother will. He'll come back, the brother will. Whole Jamaat will be Awabin. Greedy for the reward. Can't leave it out. Is that possible to leave it out? What's the reward for Awabin? How beautifully Abu Sa'd explains, Abu Shaykh explains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherever you must sell, last six rak'at in Ba'ad Maktubat. Person who is six rak'at after the Maghrib Salah, after the Qadr, six rak'at, Allah will give him the reward of 12 years of Fatih Ibadat Qabul. 12 years. But now we understand everything of our examples, unfortunately, has to be done with some money examples, some food examples. The boss says, today the container is coming. Give us now just 6 minutes extra. You know you never 6 minutes extra. He'll give you 12 months ahead salary. Say subhanAllah. One box. 12 months salary will give you ahead. Just 6 minutes. 12 months salary will give you now. Say boss, 6 hours also. I'm here for you, one more. Allah is saying 6 rak'at. Only 6 rak'at. 12 years the one I'm giving you. One rewired. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said more or less 55 years of future sins are forgiven already. 55 years, whether we live 55 years, already forgiven now. He's done this for the 6 rak'ats. How do we do the 6 rak'ats? He must have said, explain rahmatullah alayhi, start the fact. You can count your 4 sunnahs. Only the need of sunnahs add 4 more than 1. You've got 6 rak'ats. Then Allah does not just forgive, then we dissemble the sunnahs. Then it's 6 just moving. But as a starter now, they are reading the two sunnah, they say, alhamdulillah. You really need to know it, add the sunnah, and you got it. But you really want the full, as the Kimsa Masih rahmatullahi alayhi, that even after Isha Salah, be greedy for amal. This is the way. I'm not going to do what is the year, then ulama say, then I will finish my namaz quickly, the amount of nur that comes in the masjid, that all the nur comes around the Baytullah. The Arsh of Allah, the throne of Allah is upon above the Baytullah. From there all the tajalli nur of Allah comes upon the Baytullah. From there he distributes all the waters of all the masajid. Upon the Imam Musalla, then the one behind the Imam, then to the right, then to the left. That's why you say, come to the masjid, fill in the masjid. Come for the masjid, fill in the back home. What happens after that? You say, after Isha Salah, so much of nur. Isha Salah, how many rak'ats? 17. When the last rak'at is 17, the one of the ustaz who are teaching to film every day, 17 rak'ats, 17 rak'ats. I asked myself, when's the last rak'at is 17? That's only for imtihan, an exam and a chance. That was still even good for that. But not doing it now, that's equal. You learned it, but you're not doing it. But look at the reward, my dear brothers. Hadith Sharif says the person who performs 4 rak'ats after Isha. You go to Sunnah and Sunnah. 4 rak'ats after Isha Salah, Allah will give him the reward as if he performed that in the night of Qadr. Every night you get the reward. Guarantee, night of Qadr, you have to look for it. Here, every night Allah will give you the reward. 4 rak'ats after Sunnah, 2 nafil, you get the 3 witr. And the 2 nafil, you can take need of the 100 dots. The 100 salah starts after the Qadr of Isha. So there also, and then after 3 minutes sitting down, Nabi alayhi salam wa sallam sit down and perform his last 2 rak'at sitting. Nothing. Then we can make also tahajjud. Of tahajjud, shukr, حاجه توبه والمو علماء يقول استخاره استخاره يكبي قول لي مش ده نيه دوتو واي every hour every now and then we're making decisions يلا استخاره على بين يلا حط صغار اللي انا فيه دي اوصل لي استخاره حط مره بعيد حط ان شاء الله هو اللي بيكون صلاه الاستخاره هو بعد نيه صلاه كل كان بس استخاره طلب الخير من الله الاسم لا طلب قدس يلا بيني so this pura ka something also with the year of tahajjud there was as a team that was in start up real tahajjud now the last portion of the night but as a team that was there was shared also with the hope of driving with the hope of driving in the city of the posh don't know the real start from here please then like one person we had in our hometown we go to walk very fast so first to stop for him then a very slow driver. This person is walk very fast. He's volume 16 or 16 bar. But then slow driver stopped for him. So blazing hot day. Blazing hot day, he stopped for him. He jumped down to you. He opened the door and said, no, I can't be careful. So he didn't jump in the car. So we also have with the hope that Inshallah will make up Shadow. Even now, the Shunta would say, in the hope of eating biryani, don't give up the desire of the entire. With your appetite, and Allah will give to me. Allah will give to me, you know what the hell. But he start up in Shah. Everything is conducive. I'm sitting in the masjid. This is the environment of Malachita. I have huzur also. There's no hush. But here I said, the nur of Allah is coming to the masjid. We're reading the salah also. We're getting the nur of Allah, Allah wa ta'ala. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu salam wa salatu isha wa masjid. Now it happened commonly, Quran says, we find on 12, 15 seats. The pavement is from chart 12, outside the seat. And they all come up to be part of that club now, that they have a Muslim there. Now you're part of that club. All the mood is gone. Now you go home, then the rabbi asks, why so late? Jamaat was except Talib. Which Jamaat it was? Which Talib it was? My own Jamaat. My own Talib it was. You see? You know what's wrong with that? They kept them. Because the nur is switched. They went back home with the nur of Allah, the nur of Salah, the nur of Quran Tilawat. All this has nur in it. This is Tayyib. I'm taking Tayyib back home. I'm taking Tayyib back home. Not like the person who coming from Hajj. The last dua he is making by Baytullah. Say, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we back home. Ya Allah, the Sa'ad of Bishop is making that. Let me see all the Jannah and all the Prophet. Just making that. Here's why he's in the Jannah. So all of the Hajj you think is so far gone. There's no way about the beds. But you're filling his heart with the bag of taqwa and more. This is Tayyib. So here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala draws your attention. So here after Isha Salah also, the four rakats tahajjud. I got it. I got my tahajjud for the night. This is Tabarak. Later what? Awwabin. I got our tahajjud also. Dakhbu salihi. Taqfirakum isiyyadikum. Mani liyadikum al-dhunub. And all these worship of tahajjud, he was stopping from haram things. He was stopping from haram things. Now you keep on doing, what else are not? So that he's about in the night, after he comes from work, this is a bit dirty again. Okay, he comes down, he had a nice bath, clean himself up, now up in Shai, who went to the car? Say, come on. Now I had my sharab, I had my wagi, I had my tahajjud, I do go to the kiri. Don't open the door now, clean up the night, come to the kiri. Let the night be on the kiri with noor and taqwa. I read this Tahajjud Salah. I read this Tahajjud Salah and I said, he got the reward. Yes, possibly now, his name will not come on the first page of the Awliya, the day of Qiyamah, Allah will announce, where are the those that go, the Hajj will go. Where are those that go? So no hisab to God, into the Jannah. Move, into the Jannah. No hisab to God. So ulama say, possibly his name will not be on the first page of those he got in at least. And we know the thrill of that. Because when the person goes to the supermarket and he forgot to buy the milk in the bed, and he almost halfway home with the journal, and he goes to the supermarket and just goes to the doors. Oh, finish. Come home and go to the security is also exhausted. But he knows the woman. The people of the woman, that's 성경에서 너무나 오픈 버리고 이렇게 가면은 여러분이 계속 하는 The joy that comes in the heart, I made it through. I got my rocket in the There's more than value going in the goal and go for it. So that's why I can't exist. I need the rocket in the They have the other ones, you read it. The Surah of us like the Masjid. Sitting in the Masjid, sitting down also. Although Ulama say half the reward, or Shaykh Hadith says, Surah of Allah, 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 I follow my So how to understand my brothers and how we're living in the month of Sha'ban? Ramadan is coming. So here also the month of Sha'ban, Ramadan, Ashhadu al-Hurum, the sacred months, they are not equal to the other months. The months are different. Already I should be changing my attitude in this month of Sha'ban. Ramadan is coming. So even technically, alayhi salatu wasalam, between the Sahara and Ramadan, the months are different. Not that the other ones are khabis. But the effects are different in this month. So leave out all your khabis a'mal. Your habits, your character, start now reforming it. One person mentioned to an ayah, that now another Ramadan has come, shayateen all locked up. But I still have all the evil inclinations. I still have it in me. How come? But you are saying the shayateen, the rebellious shayateen are locked up. So how come now? I'm still, when it comes to Tarabi Ramadan, I came a couple of nights I don't have the strength anymore. I sit in the back, sit outside, deviate the path, go away, disturbing the people. How come? We're supposed to be a month of Haiti, Taqwa, of Tayyib, who will be no Khabib. How come this Khabib is still in me? So here's the answer who explains that you can't blame your father for anything. They are still locked up, how you can blame? Because they're locked up now. You see, can't understand and say, I'm still feeling all this thing. I can't remain clean, I can't stay clean, I still can't make it for namaz. I eat sari also, I still go with it, and I miss for the namaz. I make it still. I come from Shaitan, Shaitan is locked up. So he says, how do you know that this in me is evil inclination from Shaitan or from us? Even to the Shaitan. The Shaitan only puts a pot in the mind. This is a fleeting thought. The nafs is the one amaratun bisu. The nafs pounds the heart. Makes a plan. This way, that way, this way, that way. It's not shaitan, it's you, your own nafs. It's your own nafs and you're taking it towards it. Now shaitan will be locked up. So before the Ramadan was ready, you see that the wheel is spinning. The nafs will be spinning now at top speed. And all of a sudden in Ramadan, we'll put dead brakes. If I break already, I feel half dead. I don't want to do the panel beating or do the repairs or change the brakes. What's happening now? I'm putting brakes. It's just information that I've just stored down. But the wheel is still moving. The wheel is still moving. So these months already are like pure good months. For us to bring the goodness within us and take out the khabir, then we'll find that this month of Ramadan is no other month equal to it. Now how will we wait for the month of Ramadan? Quran tells us I can't leave it. But myself now, when Ramadan comes, I'm trying to read, the speech just comes. The speech just comes. One person asked the alim, he said, Mala, I can't understand. When I'm sitting under the box, the speech don't come. And I see my football, which I love so much, the speech don't come. But when the alim starts, the alim starts, I can't help it. It just comes, the support, he said, Mala, it just comes. Mala told him, you're sitting in the foot of fire in the street. Sitting in the beautiful garden, sleep will come. Yes, understand how you're sitting. When you're sitting under the box, you're sitting already in Jannah. There you will be interested. You're already there. You see, I'm a contract to say, Alhamdulillah, every morning when the person wakes up, understand we are walking the full sirat already today. Today is your full sirat. Either you will be sayyid or khabib. Either you will do good or you will do evil. And then you see by the end of the night, if you have two parts of you that night, you will be walking in the sky. If you slip today, you slip it over, this is how you will slip over the end. Every day you're walking in. So every day I understand, this is going to be the year of Khabib. People can plant your Khabib in all the environment. And I think everyone is fine. Allah says, this will happen. It will happen like this. Where a man will be altered. Right in the shape of the brain. What wasn't right now becomes right. See, to have a simple person be ka, simple walima, is simple, easy. And to have extravagant one, is difficult. But now it becomes easy to do the difficult. And difficult to do the easy. Because the wiring has gone off. Great tickle has gone off. As the Shaykh says now, that a person, if you tell your wiring is gone off, when you put in the right and the heat on, the left one is being on. You put in the left one. Right thing now, that he's trying to look at his wife, but his eyes will be sustained. What happened? Now, we can't understand. We can't keep together. Al-Hamdu al-Mawt. The brother-in-law is like to mourn, to keep the nikah. But now, we just treat it about this. One night, two women, one side, ladies, one side. Not equal. It's not equal. Co-education is not equal. That was merely his hobbies. But I have to learn it to pass the exam. Nice. How can you learn a thing like that? So no, even if everybody is doing it, even if everybody is doing it, doesn't mean it's right. It's still not right. Now I'm trying to look at the right. Eyes are doing something else. From the year to the coming, Allah said, not equal. Therefore, we have to retune the mind and the heart. We have to do the panel beating. As our star says, that when it comes to the car, we understand. It's such a good mechanic. It's such a good mechanic. Just start the car and tell you the sound of the engine. This is wrong, this is wrong. He says, our own engine is finished already. Cylinder is already gone. The exhaust pipe is hanging. And the pressure in all the tires is different. One is a half already punctured. And all different altogether. And we can hear the car, the sound is making. And the amount of smoke that is coming out also. But I'm still saying, I'm thinking about this. I'm okay, sir. But you know, Daya Sahib will tell Abdul Hamid Sahib what they say, Mawlana, that how many people in the Ummah don't even understand that they are ill, spiritually sick. And how can you go with the sick habit of the problem? There's no ilaj there. There's no way to relieve the heart now. It's too late. Like how the doctor said, you just keep in time. Well, if you don't say you keep in time, say time is up. Time is up already. Doctor said, you just give me time, you came home. What would be the later you came in the time bomb? Spiritually, I'm not in the time bomb. But I don't feel anything. Because the ability and the evil has become widespread. Everyone is talking like that. Everyone is acting like that. Everyone is doing certain things. Everyone is doing certain things also. So it becomes this khabith and spiritual is fine. So Allah says, Fattakullah. To become conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, people of insight. That you have a look of insight and you're searching for Allah just for Jalaluhu, Allah will open up the point. Don't say, well, I do it, so it's fine. I also do it. I also go there. I also stay here. I also eat this. I have to do this. Women put on, so we have to do this. We have to do the better thing. We have to play something. We have to go out. We have to be in the house of the world because it's become common. So I don't say, it doesn't matter. It's fine. And we will not have. Unfortunately, you have to see this thing. Father is proud also. Oh, my daughter, look at us, full hijab. Full hijab should have been. Once a person came to Hadith, Suji Rahmatullah Ali, from Benoni, very pious person. He says, it doesn't make one, it's only my daughter in the UK, that time. He's telling me, what? Love and peace. He laughed at him. He said, he's telling me to make God for you. That he's telling you, don't know how to do the language. You can't plan the beans and expect the roses to grow. You'll get beans also. To give the children a common mind of religion, keep them quiet for the most common one. It's so full of seasonism. You can see how the child always performs. Look at his character. Just keep him occupied. Put the time on. Give him the phone. Give him the phone. Taking halal to the world, the haramim, bring haram to his family. And give him the children. Keep them busy with that. Mother is busy, so keep the children busy also. Then his khabis is not for you, it wasn't happening with the child. So my dear brothers, before the month of Ramadan, this understanding my own life. What is wholesome, what is good, what is halal, that I keep. What is not good, is keep. Let's take it out now. Before the month of Ramadan, stop the wheel of nafs now. And then when the month of Ramadan will begin, and when the moon is sighted, then you see Allah Ta'ala at what time Allah Ta'ala. The Shaykh Qais in 1 year, he lived in his own name. He was there, Muhammad Musa, the leader of the people, and he said, I'm not the leader of the people, he wrote the leader of the people. One of them had a leader. One of them had a leader. What an enjoyment he was. The dhikr of Allah, the Quran, the hour, the salah at night. They were enjoying it. There's no need now to push myself. I can't sleep. They were enjoying it, but I can't sleep. Then Ramadan becomes the real of Allah, their heart is torn. And how beautiful it is. When I have Hassan Sahib Masih Rahmatullah Ali, the person who spends his Ramadan, the person who spends his life, like Ramadan, and he's more than from the Kabir. He's more than from the Kabir. He's ready to meet Allah in the Garabu. And she says, Kariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, look at their hearts. Let me tell you. We know the last night of Ramadan, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, all of them in the cell phone. Moon side, not side. Side, not side. Lights are waiting also. You don't know what it's going to be. It's more of a... What are you looking for? The moon, 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 moon. And the Shaykh of the Sahara, at that time, no cell phone. There's no all the speech, forms of telecommunication, etc. So they finished Isha Salah. Finished Isha Salah. So the Shaykh called in Jinn, which moves all the way to Rabi. The Hazrat, maybe the mission, but then what else is going on? Our Tarawih is into the first one, or we didn't introduce. Read quickly. Read the winter also, we still give the reward of Ramadan. For us, we can just go from the Prophet of those times. The thing he was just. I want to tell you. She says, you're getting the food, you're talking about the money. The money printing machine is still on. You're printing right now big notes. Currency is printing good coins, are moving. Nothing is there, it's not like that. But then, it's moving. And then the moon was sighted, Subhanallah, when you sighted the moon, then they said, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak. Tomorrow is Eid. The Shaykh would say, the Eid of Eid, there was a deep sigh, he would say, Ya Allah Subhanallah, Ya Allah Subhanallah, Tere darbar, Tere ashra ka hujum ho jaye. Agar ijazat ho, main bhi hazir ho jaye. Ya Allah, the moon has been sighted, the month of Hajj has begun. Ya Allah, I've heard that there will be a gathering of international lovers and Baytullah, Ya Allah, also will come. Also will be in the Hajj. This is the year. Where the Hajj is so clear and clean. This is in the opposite direction. So we have the month of Ramadan coming, we have the Qurba, all of our programs taking place in the year. Just go and sit there. But the Hajj has to be cleaned out. Has to be cleaned out. And this is the year. For my children, this is the road to take. This is the pure and clean road. There is no grey area. And this is not dark, it's shade, it's a grey area I don't need. This is clear, and the Nabi gave me this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is where I will go. So Mandal Ramadan is completely the best of it. They have the opportunity to have the somebody will have the car, still in the car for the trip, maximum benefit. Whatever we do in the month of Ramadan, we have a special time. Special time, special effects. You take advantage, 11 months of Allah will give us the birth of Ramadan.
They
كسر الحمز الرجل الى ومن فوق يتوب الى الله ربنا اصبر منا.